Welcome to Lesson 8, Relaxed Arousal. We have come to our final week together. It has been an incredible journey with you. And as we come to a completion, we have one more thing that is essential to being a multi-orgasmic woman: relaxed arousal. We will look at what exactly relaxed arousal is and why it's not only essential to profound pleasure, but also essential to you being able to access your full potential as a human being. Orgasm in this way can help you gain more courage, self-esteem, creativity, and not to mention accessing greater transcendent states that lend to you falling madly in love with life itself. We will explore how becoming our own best lover is a lifelong journey and how surrender is a constant invitation into deep trust of your own nature as a woman. Finally, there will not be an actual video for this practice, but there is an audio file as we start to explore relaxed arousal. Be sure to make a date with yourself where you will not be interrupted. Plan to have plenty of time to relax after the experience as well. You may, if it feels yummy, use your jade egg for this experience or not. So let's dive in. Week 8, Relaxed Arousal, Becoming Your Own Best Lover. Did you enjoy dancing? Liberating our sensuality through movement keeps our hormones healthy and our spirits joyous. In this final lesson, we are having a deeper look at relaxed arousal and the deeper meaning of our pleasure. Today's lecture will be shorter, as I would like you to spend more time actually experiencing the state of relaxed arousal. There will be a guided audio meditation to inspire you to do just that, but I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's begin with insights from Dr. Jack Morin, author of The Erotic Mind. He suggests that calmer experiences of sensuality, affection, pleasure, and playful fun, warm sex maintains an erotic playground. According to Dr. Morin, relaxed arousal is also the secret ingredient to keep the erotic energy alive and healthy in long-term relationships. Relaxation of this kind is twofold: psychological and physiological. On a psychological level, the more clear we are, the more access we have to our innate erotic intelligence. Through understanding and accepting that pleasure is our birthright, that orgasm and enjoying sex is a natural and healthy part of being human, and that every woman is designed with a full neural network of unlimited pleasure potential, then we begin to give ourselves permission to fully open up to our body's amazing capacity to generate limitless pleasure. I trust that by now you have come to a place of fully giving yourself permission to live as a fully erotic, connected, and expressed woman. On a physical level, relaxation is key to inducing a pleasure hormone response cycle, and the relaxation of our psyche directly affects the relaxation of our body. When our body senses a green light from our psyche, then its innate erotic intelligence can take over and take us on an exquisite journey of discovering pleasure. This is when the front brain releases its agendas and to-do lists and gives space to our hypothalamus to bathe us in a rush of pleasure-based hormones. This process includes letting go of making pleasure happen or wishing for pleasure to feel or look a certain way, as well as letting go of the mechanical version of sexuality and opening the door to the deeper meaning of sex in our lives. From this place, we are able to let go of goal-oriented sex and enter the realm of beautiful sexual adventure. This relaxed open, adventuresome spirit is what allows us to enjoy pleasure, whether it is found through profound sexuality, an orgasm, or many orgasms. Letting go both psychologically and physiologically creates the perfect environment for relaxed arousal, the ability to be fully turned on while experiencing profound relaxation. Aside from great pleasure and orgasmic expression, this relaxed arousal state does something incredibly important in our brains. It activates the center of courage, self-esteem, creativity, and transcendent experiences. When pleasure stops having to be a localized genital experience, we begin to access our full body pleasure. Do you have any psychological or physiological tension around sex and pleasure? If yes, what are they? Do you recognize that all of your tension is an invitation to soften, to let go, and trust your own nature? How do you feel about slowing down and letting go of the goal of orgasm during sexual experiences? Before we move into experiencing this state, be sure to create some quiet, uninterrupted time.